Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you teach us through stories. Help us now to hear you and to be challenged by what you're telling us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so Bertie said earlier on, who likes parties? Okay, fine. So I need to sort of prepare for a party, and I've got some stuff. So I need some, I need some help because I'm not very good at this. I've got some bits in here. What sort of things do we need for a party?
Food.
Okay, so I've got some plates. That's a good start. Yeah, I've got some plates. Some plates out. Okay, and I've got some food. I've got some posh popcorn, it says here. Sweet and salty. And so that's got me food. Yeah, what else do I need? Drink. Okay, drink. So I've got some cups. And I've got some, whatever. So I've got some schlur. I've got some drink. Okay, what else do I need? People. We'll come back to that one in a minute. But I want to do my preps before I invite my people. Hats. Philippa, it's not that sort of party. Behave. So, some sort of decoration, I think. So, yeah, let's feel like Bertie, actually, now. Sort of, coming out of a hat. But, So, here we go. So, do that. Yeah. Good. What else? I think. What other decorations do we often have at a party? Balloons. Do I have any? Well, I've got a professional balloon blower up in the front row. It's Bertie. He does it for a living. Anyway, so he's going to do one. I should give you a long one. There you go. Try that one. So it's like. Anybody else? Anybody else good at blowing balloons up? Oh, I've got a couple of people there. These are quite tricky ones actually, but we'll see how we go. Anybody else? Who else blows balloons? All got a balloon blower in the corner. Fabulous. I've only got one more balloon. Have another one. How are we doing? Well, Bertie's doing well. What he would do, he's a professional. He can do this sort of thing, if you hang around long enough, he'll make something out of it. But anyway, it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it? Just chat amongst yourselves. Bertie's the professional, I've just got more wind. So, there we go. Right, there's me balloons. I've done it. Just wanted to check quality control. So, right, I've got me balloons. How are we doing over there with our other professional balloon blower up? Not so good. So, I've got one here. Good, excellent. Another balloon. Excellent, good. So, some balloons. Fabulous, okay? It's feeling like a real party now, isn't it, eh? There we go, some balloons. Now, how are we doing? Oh, I've got it! Fabulous! Thank you so much. I think that's got to be the best one of them all, to be honest. It's like, it's just good, isn't it, eh? There we go. So, this looks like a really exciting party now. What am I missing? People. Okay, so I've got some party invitations here. Perhaps I should have invited them before. But okay, so I've got some party invitations so I can invite my friends. Okay, who here has been invited to a party recently? Nobody? Oh, you have. Whereabouts? Where did you go?
Yesterday.
Some friends. Was this the one that Bertie went to with a harp? No. Okay, Bertie went to a party with a harp. I know, I've never even, I've never been to one of those, but it's like, anyway. So, anybody else been to a party recently? We got one here. Oh, yes. Anne, where did you go? Excellent. It was probably a bit more like that than the harp, yeah? Yeah, I thought it might be. So, we've got the invitations. Now, what happens, how would you feel if you did all of this preparation, all this lovely work, and all your friends said, no, I don't want to come. Thank you so much, I don't want to come. How would I make you feel? Happy? Sad? Sad. If you hadn't done all this, it might be happy because it means you saved you some money. But anyway, but it would make you sad because you're actually thinking, well, I want these people to come to my party. I've done all this work. I didn't do half the work. Other people did it, So, but people have done the work. And they didn't want to come. and we feel really sad. Well, Jesus knows what this feels like, and so therefore he told us a story about it. Because it doesn't matter whether it was 2,000 years ago or today, the story's still the same. Because we all like to go to parties. 2,000 years ago, they liked to go to parties. In fact, the very first miracle Jesus did was as a party, when they ran out of wine and he turned water into wine. So he liked parties. And the thing is that he tells a story that helps us, because it doesn't matter whether it was 2,000 years ago or today, if we invite people and they don't come, it's quite upsetting. So let's have a quick think about the story. So again, the man had somebody rich had a party, so he would have definitely had schlur and definitely had sort of, you know, posh corn. It was the sort of thing you had in those days. And he invited all these people, and loads of people came up with rubbish excuses. Okay, can anybody remember what the excuses were? There were three excuses. Anybody remember what the rubbish excuses were? Philippa should do, but she read it, so I'll come back to her if I'm getting stuck. Yes. Just got married. So it wasn't even like, I am married, I thought I'm going to be married. It said, I've just got married. Okay? So that was the first rubbish excuse. Well, why didn't they bring their sort of wife with them? Or partner? Yes. Zoe. I've just bought a field. And what are they going to do with the field? They were going to look at it. Now, that's got to be the worst excuse. I've just bought a bit of land, and I'm just going to go and look at it. Yes, that's nice. Right, off we go. Next one. Okay, so we've got one where he's getting married, one where he's going to go look at a field. What's the last one? Jack. Going to test my oxen. Okay, explain that a little bit more. Okay, fair enough, you can't. So, yeah, he bought 5 sets of oxen and he was just going to try them out. So it wasn't like there was a sort of a one-time deal and these oxen were going to expire if they didn't do it. It was just like, well, I've got something better to do. There were three rubbish excuses. Really, three rubbish. I'm going to try out some oxen, which are going to still be there tomorrow. I'm going to go and look at a field. That's got to be the worst one, hasn't it? You know, it's worse than the excuse that Bertie came. I love, great thing about when you've been involved in the previous services, you hear everybody else's sermon on the same passage and Bertie's stories. Bertie once told somebody the excuse that he couldn't come to a party because his dog was stuck down a hole, which apparently was true. However, he also still didn't want to go to the party. But never mind. So, you know, you've got some really rubbish excuses. And what did the man do? Did he cancel the party? Is that what he did? Did he say, oh, in that case, then we'll postpone it. We'll rearrange it for a later time when my friends can come. Is that what he did? So what did he do? Anybody remember what he did from the story? Zoe? Yep, so he said, right, well, if they don't want to come, I'll invite a load of other people. If they don't want to come and have my posh corn and my schlur, I will invite other people. So he sent his servant out to go and find other people. And then the servant came back to my family and said, no, I still want more. Go and find more. And he invited him to come in. And he said, actually, the ones who I did invite, I don't want here anymore. Actually, I don't want them here anymore. Because this is not, you know, they said no to my party. So that's the story. Now, the thing about parables is that they're a story with a meaning. But Jesus doesn't always explain the meaning. Okay? Now, the party that we're being invited... So he's telling a story there, and the man, the landowner, is God. And God is preparing this party for us. For us to come and be part of this party. And the party is a party in heaven. The party is actually being invited to a relationship with God because of Jesus in heaven. That's what it's about. And he's saying, and I'm going to invite people to this party, to this place in heaven. And let's see what the responses are. Now, Jesus knew people would have different responses. So can I have some volunteers? 4 volunteers. 1, 2, 3. One more. Well done, Ben. Oh, no, sort of front as well. Come on. Jack. 4. Good. Just stand in a nice line, okay? That's great. So the first thing that God says, Jesus is talking about, is he says that actually he's invited us to come to us. So we all get this wonderful... So tell me, what does it say? Can you want to read it to people? Because they can't see it from here. So read it into my microphone. What does it say?
God, the creator of the world, invites you to a banquet, venue, heaven, timings,
eternity.
RSVP through Jesus Christ, his son, who died for you.
So everybody has this invitation. Everybody. We've all been invited to the party. We've all been invited to the party. And that's the invitation we all have. It's really nice. I can't take any credit for this. Bertie was up all night making this. It's what he told me earlier, and I don't doubt it. So we all have one of these invitations. You know, it's like when you get an invitation, it's really exciting. So we all have this invitation. Now, people came up with different reasons why it isn't. Okay, so here's some modern reasons, okay? So there we go. Do you hold that one up? What's it say?
Too busy.
Okay. So the first one is, yeah, I'd like to believe in Jesus, but I'm just too busy. Sundays is a busy day. I haven't got time. That's the first excuse. And we hear that all the time. And Jesus knew that. That's what one of the stories was about. You know, the oxen one is, I'm just too busy. I've got all these things to do. I'm just too busy. And we hear that all the time. And that might be one of ours that we don't often come to church because we're too busy. Here's the second one. What's that say, yeah?
Not yet.
Say it loud, Maze.
Not yet.
Not yet. So it can be for other people, but they say, actually, yeah, I'm quite interested, but not yet. You know, I've got lots of things to do before I end up believing in God and having to come to church every Sunday. I've got lots of things to do. So it's a very poor reason. I'll get round to it at some point. And a final one. Yes, please.
My friends don't believe.
And that's a big one. And that's almost the one with the wife. It's almost like, you know, actually somebody else is pulling me away from coming and believing in Jesus. So Jesus told a story where he said people give you these excuses. They get given an invitation and they come up with these excuses. Okay? But the thing is that we have to respond to this, because we all get this invitation, we all come up with reasons. And we only have one or two ways that we can respond to the invitation. If you turn them over. And we have to say yes. If we say no, then we don't come to the party. And you know what the end of the story was? The man said, I don't want them here. I invited them and they didn't come. So we have to actually respond to God's invitation in order that we can spend eternity with him in heaven by saying yes. We cannot say, don't know, I'll wait and see. Or we can't say no and just trust on the fact that he'll let us in because of a technicality. He's saying, if we want to respond to that, we need to say yes. Thank you. Do you want to put them down on the table? So this story, which is about a party and about an invitation and about the fact that we come up with a series of excuses. And the big challenge to each of us today is, have we used excuses to stop us believing and following Jesus? And don't just sit there and think, well, actually, I'm in church, therefore it shows that I believe. It doesn't. It just means you come to church. So actually, we need to respond to the invitation. The invitation says, come and be with me because of Jesus. And you all have it, no matter how old or how young you are. We all have an invitation with our names on it. Each person has one. It's yours. But RSVP is really important, respondo super play. We have to say yes or no. And if we want to be with God in heaven, we have to say yes. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to pray. I pray a very short prayer. And if you want to accept that invitation and say, actually, yes, Jesus, I want to be in heaven with you. I want to follow you. Then all you've got to do is say amen at the end of this. Or it may be that you've said this before and you just want to say it again just because actually it really helps you to really focus on the fact that Jesus is Lord of your life. Or it may be that you're not ready for this yet and you need to find out a bit more. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So let's pray. Let's close our eyes and let's pray.